రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 38. సో ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. సూత ఉవాచ.
సూత ఉవాచ.
అభ్యర్థిస్తదా తస్మై అభ్యర్థిస్తదా తస్మై స్థానాని కలయే దదౌ. ద్యూతం పానం స్త్రియం. దూతం పానం స్త్రియ సూనా.
ద్రూతం పాన స్త్రియ సునా.
యత్రా ధర్మశ్చతుర్విధాః సూత ఉవాచ అభ్యర్థిస్తదా తస్మై
స్థానాని కలయే దదౌ
ద్యూతం పానం స్త్రియ సూనా. యత్రా ధర్మశ్చతుర్విధాః
సూత ఉవాచ
అభ్యర్థిస్తదా తస్మై స్థానాని కలయే దదౌ ద్యూతం పానం స్త్రియ సూనా. యత్రా ధర్మశ్చతుర్విధాః వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్. సూత ఉవాచ సూత గోస్వామి సెడ్ అభ్యర్థితః
దస్ బీయింగ్ పెటిషన్
తదా
అట్ దట్ టైమ్ తస్మై
అంటు హిమ్ స్థానాని
ప్లేసెస్
కలయే టు ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి దదౌ
గేవ్ హిమ్
పర్మిషన్. ద్యూతం
గ్యాంబ్లింగ్.
పానం
డ్రింకింగ్.
స్త్రియః ఇల్లిసిట్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ విమెన్ సూనా
యానిమల్ స్లాటర్
యత్ర వేరెవర్ అధర్మః
సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్
చతుర్విధాః ఫోర్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
జై శిల ప్రభుపాద్.
సూత గోస్వామి సెడ్, మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ దస్ బీయింగ్ పెటిషన్ బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి గేవ్ హిమ్ పర్మిషన్ టు రిసైడ్ ఇన్ ప్లేసెస్ వేర్ గ్యాంబ్లింగ్, డ్రింకింగ్, ప్రాస్టిట్యూషన్ అండ్ యానిమల్ స్లాటర్ వేర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్. సో ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. సూత గోస్వామి సెడ్ మహారాజ్ పరీక్షిత్
దస్ బీయింగ్ పెటిషన్డ్
బై ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి గేవ్ హిమ్ పర్మిషన్
టు రిసైడ్ ఇన్ ప్లేసెస్
వేర్ గ్యాంబ్లింగ్,
డ్రింకింగ్,
ప్రాస్టిట్యూషన్
అండ్ యానిమల్ స్లాటర్ వేర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్.
The basic principles of irreligiosity such as pride, prostitution, intoxication and falsehood counteract the four principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness. The personality of Kali was given permission to live in four places particularly mentioned by the king, namely the place of gambling, the place of prostitution, the place of drinking and the place of animal slaughter. Srila Jiva Goswami directs that drinking against the principles of scripture, such as the Sautramani Yajna, association with women outside marriage, and killing animals against the injunctions of scriptures, are irreligious. In the Vedas, two different types of injunctions are there for the pravrattas, or those who are engaged in material enjoyment, and for the nivrattas, or those who are liberated from material bondage. The Vedic injunction for the pravrattas is to gradually regulate their activities towards the path of liberation. Therefore, for those who are in the lowest stage of ignorance and who indulge in wine, women and flesh, drinking by performing Sautramani Yajna, association of women by marriage, and flesh eating by sacrifice are sometimes recommended. Such recommendations in the Vedic literature are meant for a particular class of men and not for all. But because they are injunctions of the Vedas for particular types of persons, such activities by the pravrattas are not considered a dharma. One man's food may be poison for others. Similarly, what is recommended for those in the mode of ignorance may be poison for those in the mode of goodness. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu therefore affirms that recommendations in the scriptures for a certain class of men are never to be considered adharma or irreligious. But such activities are factually adharma and they are never to be encouraged. The recommendations in the scriptures are not meant for the encouragement of such adharma, but for regulating the necessary adharma gradually toward the path of dharma. Following the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit, it is the duty of all executive heads of states to see that the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, are established in the state, and that the principles of irreligion, namely pride, illicit female association or prostitution, intoxication and falsity, are checked by all means. And to make the best use of a bad bargain, the personality of Kali may be transferred to places of gambling, drinking, prostitution and slaughterhouses, if there are any places like that. Those who are addicted to these irreligious habits may be regulated by injunctions of the scripture. In no circumstances should they be encouraged by any state. In other words, the state should categorically stop all sorts of gambling, drinking, prostitution and falsity. The state which wants to eradicate corruption by majority may introduce the principles of religion in the following manner. 1. 2 compulsory fasting days in a month, if not more. That is for austerity. Even from the economic point of view, such 2 fasting days in a month in the state will save tons of food, and the system will also act very favorably on the general health of the citizens. 2. There must be compulsory marriage of young boys and girls attaining 24 years of age and 16 years of age respectively. There is no harm in co-education in the schools and colleges, provided the boys and girls are duly married. And in case there is any intimate connection between a male and female student, they should be married properly without illicit relation. The Divorce Act is encouraging prostitution, and this should be abolished. The citizens of the state must give the charity up to 50% of their income for the purpose of creating a spiritual atmosphere in the state or in human society, both individually and collectively. They should preach the principles of Bhagavatam by A. Karma Yoga, or doing everything for the satisfaction of the Lord, B. regular hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam from authorized persons or realized souls, C. chanting of the glories of the Lord congregationally, at home or at places of worship, D. rendering all kinds of service to Bhagavatas engaged in preaching Srimad Bhagavatam, and E. residing in a place where the atmosphere is saturated with God consciousness. If the state is regulated by the above process, naturally there will be God consciousness everywhere. Gambling of all description, even speculative business enterprise, is considered to be degrading. And when gambling is encouraged in the state, there is a complete disappearance of truthfulness. Allowing young boys and girls to remain unmarried more than the above mentioned ages and licensing animal slaughterhouses of all description should be at once prohibited. The flesh eaters may be allowed to take flesh as mentioned in the scriptures and not otherwise. Intoxication of all description, even smoking cigarettes, chewing tobacco or the drinking of tea must be prohibited. Heavy agenda. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Suta Uvacha Abhyartistada Tasmai Sthanani Kalaye Dadau Dyutam Panam Sriya Suna Yatra Dharmas Chaturvidaha. Suta Goswami said, Maharaj Parikshit, thus being petitioned by the personality of Kali, gave him permission to reside in places where gambling, drinking, prostitution and animal slaughter were performed. So now see, Kali Purusha was begging to Maharaj Parikshit that when Maharaj Parikshit told him that you cannot stay in my kingdom, then he said, wherever I go, your kingdom is there and your eyes will be on me. So instead of that, better tell me some places within this kingdom where I can stay safely under your protection. So look at the smartness of Parikshit Maharaj. He knew the problems of the society. He knew where these four pillars of dharma, austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, they are standing on this, the dharma is standing on these four pillars. So he chose four areas which are likely to disturb the pillars, which are likely to take away the pillars, damage them. So he immediately chose these four. And we in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to America, you know, and he started this Hare Krishna movement, he made it a compulsory thing. He said, if you want to stay in the ashram, or if you want to join the movement and take Diksha initiation, then you have to follow these four, we call them regulative principles. Okay. Regulative means you have to perform it all the time. It's not that, okay, Monday to Friday I can eat meat, but Saturday is a good day, you know, it's a very auspicious day, so I don't eat meat. Oh Prabhuji, we don't eat meat on Saturdays, we don't even drink coffee on Saturday, you know, something like that. Or like some Purnima Devas, strict fasting. And we do Satyanarayan Katha and everything. But in the meanwhile, we are doing everything else. No, that's not allowed. That should not be allowed. That Prabhupada is very, very strict on that. When Prabhupada came here, a lot of people suggested to him that, oh, this is too tough. Because in America, everybody is doing all the four things. So how can you stop it? And you are saying all the four. So somebody even suggested that you do one thing, Swamiji, you make it, they give them a choice. That out of these four, they can stop one thing and then, you know, we can be initiated. And Prabhupada said, no. I have not come here to add water to the milk. I don't want to milk so dilute that there is no potency in that. I just come to spread the message of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And I want to strictly follow that. Doesn't matter. What will happen? number will be less. So what? It's all right, he says. He in fact says that even if at the end of my life, if I can take one person back to Krishna, that means I have achieved something. Not something, he said, I have achieved something great. So he was so confident in the Krishna's teachings. And then we see that thousands and thousands joined him, you know. And it all spread. Today, ISKCON is all over the world. Wherever there is a UNO flag, United Nations flag, there is ISKCON temple or center, at least the center. And everywhere the same principles are being followed. Not that in Germany it is a little difficult, so let us allow. No, not like that. For that, Prabhupada gives the explanation that some people, you know, like Mlechas, Yavanas, Chandalas, they are allowed the drinking and the meat eating, but under regulation again, you know, they have to perform a yajna. For drinking, Sautra Mani Yajna. This is a typical type of yajna that you perform and then you are allowed to drink a little. Then of course association with women, Striyaha, that's the most dangerous. Because that's where the fall down of so many people have taken place. You know, the marriages break. And then Prabhupada said divorce should be abolished. Because you're married, so now you fulfill your vows. You know, you take vows in front of Agni and in front of everybody else. Saptapadi, we say. You know, the wife and husband, they take a vow that, okay, they will do this and they will do that and they will be together. And then very same evening, there's a party. Or even before the marriage also, there's a party. The what is it called? Barat. Barat comes and 80% of the men are drunk. They dance in front and then they go for that very auspicious ceremony. Vivaha Sanskara is a very auspicious ceremony. But we have made a joke of it, you know. We just do it because we want to show off our opulence to people, you know, that we have spent so many lakhs and thousands of dollars and all that. But the sanctity has gone. So that's what Prabhupada is suggesting to all the governments of the world to follow this. He gave some three powerful suggestions, you know. Fasting. So look at that, wonderful, you know. All the devotees, we fast on Ekadashis and then we fast on Janmashtami and, you know, all the auspicious days like Ramanavami, Janmashtami, Narasimha Chaturdashi, Gaur Purnima, etc. So fasting gives you a lot of spiritual strength and also physical. I mean, of course, those who have problems, like, you know, that they are on medication, small children, old people, pregnant ladies, those who have been told that they must be eating every 2 hours, they can still at least change the food that they are eating, you know, instead of the grains and all, they can eat something, some vegetables and fruits and, I mean, fruits and milk and juices, etc. Then of course compulsory marriage. Now the whole institution of marriage is going for a six. If Prabhupada was alive today, he will be, I'm sure, taking out some big stand on this, because now we see they don't want to get married anymore, you know. They just want to live together for some time, have enjoyment, and then when time comes that they cannot afford each other, they just separate. And the women's education, so-called education, has brought in this downfall, you know. Women are, of course, everybody should be educated, but women getting educated so that they can divorce easily is creating havoc in the society, you know. They have been told that, oh, you are independent now. What kind of independence is there, you know? There is no protection. Bhagavatam says that when a girl is a woman should be always under the protection. When she is small kid, she is under protection of father. Then she gets married, protection of husband, and then she becomes old, the protection of son. Except now, to some extent, father is still giving the protection. Others are questionable, you know. Again, because we are not following the principles, you know. Here he says that slowly you can gradually you can elevate yourself from adharma to dharma. That is the main purpose of this whole karma kanda, uttara mimamsa, purva mimamsa. But what we see is something different. And lot of devotees ask me all the time, what should we do as a devotion? You know, like now we started Krishna Bhakti Yoga Facebook page, and people ask these questions privately, and you know, they get send me mails. So here is the formula given in third point of Srila Prabhupada. Karma Yoga, doing everything for the satisfaction of Krishna. Regular hearing of Bhagavatam, chanting minimum rounds, you know, you decide how many you want to chant. Rendering service to all the devotees who are preaching. And finally, residing in a place. You know, how do you do this? Oh, you are living in a city. It is possible in Chicago and some few places. The devotees are buying or renting their houses next to each other, you know. And they form a small community. And that place becomes a dham because they are following the program, morning program, from Mangalarti to Bhagavatam class, and then they go to our work. Not that they are not working. Not that, oh, you have made an ashram, so now all of you retire. No, not like that. So these are some practical solutions. Only we need some determination. At least, okay, because somebody may say, this is not, I cannot decide that, I am living with the family there. Okay, at least you can talk to them. Give them an idea. And that can come only by Shravanam, you know. Only Shravanam is the... I used to doubt about this 20 years back, you know. But now I know that without Shravanam there is a big problem. Without hearing the scriptures, the discourses, you know. It is... we get so much new ideas. I tell this every day. You must be naturally... sometimes getting bored. What is this? Prabhu is always telling the same thing. I don't mind. Because that's the fact. We do get something from hearing this every day. Reading, hearing. So I hope you have got something today also. And I would like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can take that. Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.